welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again. Well, if you heard the broadcast yesterday, you were aware that we're starting a message this week, which I've entitled God's Call to His Church. And we're going to be looking at the book of Nehemiah. Yes, we'll be basically in a teaching format, but it's that book is so rich. I've gained new appreciation for the multitude of spiritual lessons that can be learned. It's a treasure trove of principles on prayer and on the qualities of leadership in terms of spiritual warfare. There's so many wonderful lessons to learn, and we're going to be taking our time and looking at them. And of course, I do want to share some of the actual background or history of the book, but it's not focusing so much on what occurred, except to apply it. I mean, obviously, there's no wall being built around a city. This referred to a time and a place quite different from the hour in which we're living. And yet, as we go in to the Word of God, we're going to see that there is relevance, amazing relevance, spiritually, for the hour in which we're living right now. Paul said, he spoke to Timothy, know that in the last days, perilous times shall come. And as God's people, every effort is being expended by the enemy and those who are willingly working for him and with him to destroy every semblance of morality, every worship of God, the very tenets that this Christian culture here in America was founded upon are being severely attacked, the foundations. And so if there ever was a time, God's people need to come together and build the walls around Zion, if you will. It is now. All right, so we are going to be looking at the book of Nehemiah, and the main theme historically was building the walls of Jerusalem. But I suggest to you, this is a type of the body of Christ. Frequently in the Word, we hear Jerusalem, Zion. It refers to the people of God, which basically is the habitation of God. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. God is building a tabernacle, a temple not made with hands. And so it's very important we learn the lessons that Nehemiah experienced and are so amazingly documented from the very beginning. Okay, so let's start at the beginning, and we're going to read Nehemiah verses 1 through 3 of chapter 1. The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah. And it came to pass in the month Chislu, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the palace, that Hanani, one of my brethren, one of the Jews, came, and he and certain men of Judah. And I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, those that were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And remember, it says in the 20th year, they were in Babylonian captivity. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. It was a place of humiliation. And of course, you understand in that day, a soundly fortified city was something not only to be desired, but was very important, because that was a way of defense from enemy attack. And of course, we see that is true today. Spiritually, if our walls are broken down, we need to seek the Lord as to His plan and method of rebuilding those walls. And so, if in fact we can make this comparison that the walls, or what Nehemiah was commissioned to do, is a building up of the body of Christ. In Jeremiah, the body is referred to, the walls, if you will, are universally, if you will, a symbol of strength and protection. That's speaking naturally. The walls, our exterior, are what we present to the world. Isn't that true? In Isaiah, the 49th chapter, verse 16, we see how precious the church is to the Lord. He says, "Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands." He was speaking to Israel, of course, literally the first time that was uttered through Isaiah, but he's speaking to us. And of course, the palms of his hand, those very dear hands of our Savior, were crucified, nailed to a cross, so that we might have relationship and fellowship with Him. Let me read the whole verse again. "Behold, I have thy walls," excuse me, "I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me." And so, beloved, I would say to you, the reason I'm sharing this is we must, as the body of Christ today, rebuild the defenses of our spiritual life to protect ourselves against the attacks of the enemy. He is doing everything he can to discredit, to tear down, to attack. In many places of the world, the church is being severely persecuted. Christians, more than any of this last century, more Christians died than at any other time in history in terms of being martyred. And so we need to be a healthy testimony to the power of God. And of course, as far as those who have leadership positions in the body of Christ, there's greater responsibility. And to varying degrees, all of us are leaders in whatever place of authority God has placed us in. A mother and a father, they are the authority within the home. That's the first level of authority. And then in so many places, the workplace, in school, we all have positions of leadership, you know, greater or less, depending on that particular job assignment, if you will. And of course, those who are leaders in the body of Christ, those who are teachers, those who are evangelists, those who are prophets, apostles, or teachers, they have great responsibility before God. And so we are a city that is set upon a hill, and we cannot be hid. That's what the Lord says. And the Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." So we have a role to play in this hour in which we're living. All right, so let's now look at just some historical facts, spiritual lessons that we can learn out of the book. Now, Nehemiah, his very name means Jehovah is consolation. Praise God. And in Esther, in Ezra, and Nehemiah, those are the books of history dealing with the return of the exiles, those who, you remember, after Jeremiah prophesied the fall of Jerusalem, and indeed they were taken into captivity for 70 years, as Nehemiah prophesied. These books deal with the return of the exiles to Jerusalem. And as far as the Hebrew manuscripts are concerned, Ezra and Nehemiah are just one book. And as we, you know, talk about the chronology, well, the sequence of events are not as important as the spiritual principles as far as we are concerned. Now, the Northern Kingdom fell in 722 BC, and Judah was taken captive by the Babylonians, and that was about 125 years later. Israel had disobeyed God, and they went into bondage, and the book of Ezra deals with the return of the Jews from Babylon after the amazing decree of a heathen king of Cyrus, king of Persia, and that was in 536 BC. And the prophets Ezekiel and Jeremiah speak of the future restoration, if you will, of Jerusalem. We know that Jerubbabel, The governor at that time led back the first group of exiles. Ezra led the second contingent, and Ezra was responsible for rebuilding the temple and had led a revival of the people. He was a scribe. He taught them the word of the Lord. Ezra was a spiritual leader, but not their political governor. And so what we see, there was a period of time that elapsed before the walls were built. And that's, you know, how God works. Sometimes there is a sequence, a timing. And perhaps this was wisdom. And of course, there's always great importance of waiting on God. Restoring the walls and the fortifications could have been seen as aggression and rebellion. So anyway, there was a lapse in this, and that may have been the timing of the Lord. God always has an exact time for things. Sometimes we think things should move along much more quickly, but His timing is perfect. All right, so now let's read verses 4 through 11 of chapter 1. They came to pass. Remember, when Nehemiah heard the condition of Jerusalem, the affliction and the reproach that they were in, and that the gates were burned with fire, the walls of Jerusalem were broken down, when he heard these words, he sat down and fasted and wept certain days, and he prayed before the God of heaven and said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments, let thine ear now be attentive and thine eyes open, that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. Well, I'm going to stop right there, and we will continue on at this place with tomorrow's broadcast. And so I invite you to tune in at this same time, and we will begin to learn the things that God wants to show us from these passages of Scripture. But for now, as I bring this broadcast to a close, I invite you to write and share your prayer requests. Know that I will personally pray for you and send back whatever God gives, which I know I have so many testimonies that it's a word in season, a word that God's people needed to hear. So I'll pray for you personally and send back whatever God gives. I love you, and until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.